Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on the 22nd day of October. We are still plagued by problems down here on the south coast of Texas. This being one of them, that we still do not have internet service after 2 months, and there's no forecast of when we will. The way I manage around that is I use my smartphone for a hotspot. And normally, since I learned to do that, it works. But for some strange reason, right before our call started, my smartphone decided not to be so smart. It lost its internet connection. So I had 10 seconds to cope, to find a way to get online and call for help. Thank you, lovely Mary, for being here. I can actually see our people asking to speak, so I'm going to bring them online. And Mary, are you online? Can you be on the board? I guess you would have to star six and speak. Okay. Well, anyway. I just brought a caller on the board. Area code 732, you're on.
Hello, my name is Catherine.
Hi.
I just want to let you know, I need to really let you know how much your book has changed my life, Love Without End. I was in a discussion club about the book and was so excited about what I learned that I introduced several people to the book, and I wanted to create my own discussion group, so I'm asking for a blessing to allow my ability to have your book discussed well through me and through the group, that we can really get these people to really hear the information that I heard and see what they do with it. So I'm just thanking you and asking for prayers that I can continue.
Oh, wow. Wow, you certainly do have my prayers on that, and Yeshua's blessing on that. Of course, he offered these messages to the world, and I just took them down.
It was just so wonderful that this information came through, because it's now my new Bible. It's my Bible. I'm reading the keys of Yeshua also with that first discussion group, and I just see every day what he's saying, how everything is just coming to pass. So I am very, very grateful that you were there for the taking the notes and being able to pass this on to us. So I thank you again.
You are so very, very welcome, and thank you for saying what you did. Mary, I see that you're on, so I'm opening your line.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, I'm almost there. I'm having a little technical difficulty over here too, but I'm almost there. I logged in, but I think I might have logged myself back out. So give me just a minute and I'll be with you.
Go ahead.
You know, I did want to say while I'm doing this, I have had such blessings happen in my life lately that I think very much, I always think of what you've been teaching us lately about letting our soul guide our life. And the way that that's happening for me is that I realize that I have two ways of viewing my life, and both of those ways are correct. I could look at my life through two different windows. And in one of those windows, oh my gosh, I'm in pretty great need. But in the other window, all of my needs are being met. And as long as I walk in that faith of knowing and trusting that my needs are being met, that's the way that it is and the way that it happens. So just having, you know, what you and Yeshua have taught us about innocent perspective, the way we view things, even like this, even like our technical difficulties. It brings us together. It gives me the chance to try to help out, although it's not working so well right now. the way we view it, the way we look at all of it, I think has the potential to change it and bless it. So
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the thing is, I learned that so incredibly. I just went through a life-threatening hurricane. I could have viewed it any of probably several ways, most of them negative. And I chose the positive. And I'm still dealing with problems because of it, but having a positive perspective has allowed it to turn into a greater good that has been part of the evolution of my soul, my being, my personality. And, you know, just last week, here we are offering the blessing. Well, just last week, I learned that in our area, there was a charitable organization called the Blessing Shop. And it had a really large building, and it worked pretty much like the Salvation Army or Goodwill. It did community service work, and it sold secondhand products, all the way from computers to dresses. It was its version of Goodwill. Well, the building was just demolished, and but a certain portion of it, the goods could be rescued because they weren't damaged, but they had no place to put them. And we happen to have a 40 by 70 foot warehouse, empty, that we use for nothing. And so one of the neighbors knew that we had this and knew about the Blessing Shop and knocked on my door last week and said, Miss Green, do you do anything important with that warehouse that's on your property? Actually, we do nothing with it. It just came with the property, and we thought maybe someday we would expand our business into it, but we've never gotten around to that. So she told me the whole idea. Anyway, last week, volunteers came in, cleaned up that end of the property, cleared out the warehouse, and moved in 5 truckloads of goods.
Oh my gosh. <laughs> So
the Blessing Shop is now on our property.
Oh my God, that is just perfect grace. That is perfect
isn't
grace.
It really? I mean, really, it is the synchronicity, the grace, the and the humor, the sense of humor in it all.
Right.
So I just keep building more and more connections down here because people gravitate to people who have a positive attitude about problems. It's one of the most needed commodities in the world. And if you have a positive attitude about problems, especially if you have a way to solve them, you'll be the most popular person in town. It's true. And, yes, you were taught us that. Well, I'm going to take some more calls. We have a wireless caller from Erica 321, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I've got some terrific blessings this week that I just
wanted
to tell you about, and I'm so grateful. I get to speak this Wednesday for the Foundation for Foster Children at an event held by one of their supporters.
Uh-huh.
And on the weekend, I get to facilitate a leadership workshop for teens, once at a group home, once at the library, and I even get to MC a speech contest at the end of the week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a banner week, and I'm super, ultra, mega appreciative.
Well, see, that's just it, Scott. You are exuding this positive attitude about situations that have worried other people. So you take them out of their worry zone, and you take them into your positive attitude zone. And the more people who gather together with a positive attitude, then bring about results and solutions and a better life for everyone.
I've got the greatest community, and I couldn't do it alone. It's not me, but it's community.
It is, and it's great, and it's great what you're doing. I'm so, so, so proud of you. And it all started with you becoming a blessing giver.
Cool.
Yeah, really. It did. Everything changed for you after that. So, yeah, really, it did. That was several years ago. And that's not to take anything away from your personal ingenuity, your personal drive, your personal convictions, but you made some important decisions about life when you came to be a blessing giver. And you gave yourself to life. And life said, great, I'll take you.
I'm sold on the glory of the divine.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, well, thanks, Scott, for speaking up. And, by the way, everyone, we are hoping and planning for another live blessing conference in January or February. It just depends on, the dates we can settle down with, on our hotel. So, in the meantime, we have a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. God day. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I just want to just express so much gratitude, so many blessings in my life, so much protection. There was fire near us, and I just felt so protected. I mean, I was still vigilant, ready to go if we had to, but I actually just felt this, just this calm protection. And I feel just so many blessings, so many things happening in my life, so much gratitude as I seek more and more to put my soul in the driver's seat and the ego. My ego can be along for the ride in the passenger seat, but not driving.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to ask specifically today for a blessing on, I'm actually going to meet with my former partner. We haven't seen each other in 6 months, and I'm feeling called for just some healing, some closure, some honoring of that relationship. I don't want to get back together by any means, but I do want some just healing and honoring, and to see if we could be in each other's lives in a way that is mutually supportive and that honors each of us and honors our souls.
That's a great thing to do, Sarah, because you're taking something that perhaps didn't end in the way you had expected and could easily become a negative kind of memory. But you're going to change that. You're going to turn it into something that can be part of the positive side of the positive equation of your life for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really important thing to do.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate the support and all of the blessings and prayers.
Oh, always, always. And thank you for accepting and allowing us to be part of your life, too. So I'm going to take a call from area code 903. And Stormy, I know that's you. Hi.
Yes, this morning, every morning when I wake up, I play a guitar piece before I go out the door. And this morning, I played, most naturally, the piece that came through was the I Am song. And that sets the energy for me for the day and all that is around me. And on that note, did you have a cat by the name of Gunther?
Gunner, yes.
Gunner. Well, I have sure been thinking of him lately, and I wanted to mention it to you today.
Oh, really? Great. Great. Well, we know that he is an ascended soul. He was Yeshua's companion when I was doing the painting, and he was so connected to Yeshua, he would sit in front of the painting hours upon hours during the day, with his hand on a Bible, no less. his paw. He was most definitely an ensouled cat who loved Yeshua with all his heart.
And me being a Leo, I have an affirmity with cats and
yes, you do.
And dogs who never like men will come and get up in my lap, and people will go, "My dog's never done that before." just my affirmity with animals and nature. I can hold a rock in my hand and have tears of joy come to my eyes.
That reminds me of a ceremony I went to once when I lived in Arizona. It was a Native American ceremony, and it was at a sweat lodge. And the ceremony was started by a tribal elder who lined up, I think it was about a dozen rocks, and he talked about the rock people, and he positioned the rocks and the souls that were in the rocks to hold the energy for the sweat lodge, for the ceremony that would occur. That's something I had never seen before. And I thought, how amazing. Because really, there is, if you think about it, everybody, just think about it for a minute. If God created everything, and I don't say if in the sense of maybe he didn't, we know he did, but just as a form of expression, an interrogative, if God created everything, then everything is God. And that doesn't mean that the Almighty as a consciousness lives in every life form, in every bumblebee, in every bird, in every human. But as an access to divinity, all of the energy that makes up our universe is a valid access point. We could touch a tree, and if we really put into it, our love for God, God can speak to us through a tree. The same through a rock, the same through, since I mentioned bumblebee, I recently got stung, and my first response was to scream, because it hurt. And then I looked into the scream, and I viewed the scream as an outreach to God. And all of a sudden, the pain went away. And no swelling occurred. No infection occurred. And I went on with my day. And when I thought back to it, I thought, thank you, God, for honoring your connection to me at that moment. So anything can be a connection with God if we allow it to have that form of energy. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about in our webinar today is we're going to talk about how we strengthen the self that we really are, the soul. We live in this world knowing ourselves inside many different roles and contexts. So whether it's being a friend, whether it's being an employee, or a craftsperson. Sometimes I think of myself as an artist, but that's not really who I am. I'm just me. Sometimes I think about myself as a minister, and ministry is something that I've given my life to with all my heart, and therefore, when I'm really in it, the Spirit of God is with me and flowing through me, but it's still not me. I'm just me. When I was created, there was a golden cord established between God and me and the physical world. And that golden cord flows information, it flows understanding, it flows empathy and healing and direction, and it does it energetically. This is what we do in the blessing, is we help to open that cord that flows energy so that it can flow not just the vibrations of our environment, which could include everything from satellite signals and TV signals to just the dirty noises of trucks passing by. There's energy in everything. There is even in a rock that you would think is dead now. Oh, there's energy in it. There's a lot of energy in it. There's energy in the air. Of course there is. That's why you get energy from deep breathing, because of the energy in the air. There's energy in our food. There's energy in our waking moments. There's energy in our sleeping moments. And our life is really built out of a very special energy configuration. And you don't have to be a physicist to think that through. You just have to think about what it takes to lift a finger. Or look at how on some days we have a bad hair day and our hair is full of electricity. How some days we feel just wilted. And no, nothing we do gives us any energy. Other days we are full of life, so much so we almost just can't pipe down. What's going on? Well, it's all about energy management and managing your life as the soul that you are. You see, our body's just a receptacle. It is. It's just a receptacle. Now, it's a sacred receptacle because it was given to a living soul. And as long as the living soul and that body are united, that body is sacred. But there will be a time when you will cut the cord and the body will be returned to the earth. And the energy that has been in that body will be resumed by the earth and taken by the earth to give knowledge and energy to future generations so others can learn from you. In the meantime, while we're here, we are on a pathway of discovery. And that pathway of discovery has to do with who are we really. You know, we've turned our goals upside down and inside out. Because we think if we accomplish our earthly goals, we'll find out who we are. That's why we get so embedded in the various circumstances, situations, and context of our life. Because we think if we just solve these, we'll find out who we are. But the fact is, if you find out who you really are, not only will you start solving your goals quickly and efficiently, but most of these circumstances and situations you find yourself in don't even matter. They really don't. And life takes care of itself. So that's really what we mean when we mean living your life as your soul. Because you know you've got to learn that first. It's not that you're going to all of a sudden have extra special powers. It's not that you're going to all of a sudden be living in heaven on earth. You'll still have problems, but you'll solve them differently. And most of them won't matter to you because you know that every problem brings an opportunity to see it in a better way and assist others in learning from your better way. See, this is what I was saying to Scott. This is what Mary was saying. This is what Ben was saying. Everyone who's really, really, truly received blessings has learned this. And they learned that it's the direction you're going in that matters more than the content of what you're sitting in. I see Janet's on the call. Janet, I'm going to open your line.
Well, hello, Glenda. Thank you for taking my call. Right now, I'm here with tears of sadness and joy. Thank you.
Aww.
Oh, Sherry. Today has just been so beautiful for me. I'm so grateful to be on this call. I'm feeling lately like I'm this uncertainty of everything in my life, my health, my marriage, where I live. I'm just feeling so uncertain, and yet I know that Yeshua's right here. I know my soul is guiding me, but yet it feels like the deeper I go within me, my soul, the greater this fear comes up.
Janet, uncertainty is a good thing because it means your soul is taking over.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. It's a good thing.
Okay.
When we are certain about something, but it's not working, that's not a good thing. How many times, everybody ask yourself, how many times were you just certain about something, and no matter what you did, it didn't work?
Oh, thank you. You know, because most of my life I have felt like I've been certain, and, you know, I get things done, I'm just one of these organized, and I've been on my spiritual path for like most all my life, and I'm almost 80, and all of a sudden this is coming up, and this uncertainty, and where do I go, what do I do, and I'm just like, I don't know, now I'm finding a little humor in it, so thank you.
You're welcome. And actually, you know, uncertainty can be healing. Because it can take away and cleanse away all the things we thought we were so sure about that didn't work.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to be grateful in this moment for my uncertainty. Thank
you. Good.
I love
you. Good.
And I thank all those who just include me in the blessing today. I so appreciate it.
Well, Janet, you're certainly on my list, and I asked the other blessing givers to put you on their list, too.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I just
embrace. Welcome. And we have a caller from 281. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy from Houston.
Hi. Oh, Kathy, hi.
Hi. I had meant to call you last week, and I had phone trouble because I was so excited about something a friend of mine told me. She had taken in several inches of rain in her home, and she said that her whole house was flooded except for one little spot in her closet, and that was the spot where she had the box with all the prints that she had from your paintings.
Oh, my goodness.
And the other thing that she told me is that her friend John, who you may know, had two of your angels on doors. And his house had taken in 7.5 feet of water, but those doors floated, and when the water receded, they came back down, and they weren't damaged in any way.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So I wanted to pass that along to you because...
Oh, I love it. I love hearing that. Yes, you know, there has been so much divine protection against all of these images that Yeshua brought into the world. And I think it's because he really wants us to see the positive side of life and the wholeness. But most importantly, our soul sees life in pictures. It does. It doesn't think. Our soul doesn't think. It sees life in pictures. And when you see positive pictures, you know, it doesn't really matter if Yeshua looked exactly like that painting when he walked on the earth. The fact is, it's a picture that represents how he feels, the feelings of his soul, the energy of his soul, the perspective, the positive perspective. Look at the way he looks at you. That's what really matters, and that's what matters about us to other people. How do we look at them? What kind of energy do we give to them? Do we smile? Do we give them a few moments just to listen to them? What kind of perspective are we showing them? What are we thinking? What thoughts are we thinking? You know, when we look at those pictures of Yeshua, people start thinking the most positive thoughts of their life. They start feeling the most positive feelings of their life. And they start looking into his eyes. And they look into the eyes of life. And their life changes. And all of those prints are so surrounded with that energy of love and light. They're almost indestructible, just like the light that could have destroyed the painting, but it didn't. So that's a great story. Thank you very much for sharing that online. We are getting pretty close to the time for our blessing, and we have one other caller I'm going to take from area code 707.
Hey, Linda, I've actually called once a number of weeks ago. My name is Ken. I'm in Northern California.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. And it's the caller just before your last one brought up, you know, an interesting comment of uncertainty. And one of the things that I found when I try to, like, sink down to the part of me that is really wondering who I am, I come up with just terror. You know, just incredible thoughts and images of just like horrific violence. And I don't want to think that's who I am, but I don't know where to go.
Well, I can tell you, if you have those feelings, that's not who you are. The problem is you have convinced yourself at some point in time that is who you are. Or others convinced you, or situations convinced you. And the best thing to do is to see if you can locate those situations, those people, or those times when you told yourself, that's who I am. It's not who you are if it's negative.
Yeah.
I promise you, it's not who you are. But we can create some pretty negative energies about our life. You know, and that doesn't mean we've done bad things. It could just be uncertainty. It could just be, have I really done my best in this life? Have I really been there for other people? You know, we could just have all kinds of questions about, am I worthy to be, in this life? You know, we could have those kinds of things and will I die having done nothing? But I promise you that's not who you are if that's what you think you are. So, you've got some work to do, but your mission is not about going out and doing things. Your mission is to find out who you really are. And the blessings can help you in that, because the blessings will pour in energetically. And as they pour in energetically, it will help you to see more who you are, because you can't resist passing on the energy to other people. You will just do that. And then you'll begin to see more and more who you are. So my deepest wish, blessings to you and wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And we are way past our time for blessing. So, blessing givers, will you join me? And those who are here to receive a blessing, just be seated and make sure you're hands and arms and legs are uncrossed so that the energy can flow in a straight line from heaven to earth and back from earth to heaven. I will start with a prayer to Yeshua. And when I'm done, we will begin conveying the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God. It isn't us. It isn't our energy. We're the conduit helping to magnify the golden cord that established your life. Yeshua, we know that you are here for all of us, even though we don't always see you. We know that you see who we really are, we know that you see the perfect self, who is to you a brother and a sister, created in the image of God, and yet submerged into the problems of life. Sometimes the problems of life make less of us. Sometimes they give us discouragement and fear. Sometimes they take away the glory of our true face. But you never stop seeing us for who we are. And for that, we thank you most of all. We know that when we exit this life, the first one we will meet will be you. Because you know us as we truly are. Today, I ask that you would be with those who are needing assistance with their health, with their decisions, with their partnering, with their attitudes about life, those who have worries, those who are alone, those who need to connect, those who need to find their higher purpose in life. We ask that you be with everyone. Everyone who knocks on your door, we know that you are with and you answer. And so now, with humility and surrender and grace, we, your blessing givers, would like to convey your love to this hungry world and to offer the energy of the Holy Spirit and the grace of our Almighty Father, whom we all share. Amen.
come in. Your blessing is complete. Now it's time for you to go and rest and receive all that has been given. Bye-bye from me for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless you.